Yes, you was when you were a daughter.
Praise Jesus so much, children of God. How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus? And how is your life?
I will
request you move around, greet your brother or sister. The one who is not near you. And when you reach there, you exchange that they also come sit where you always sit.
For
you sit much with that your brother or sister. The rest, are they not your brothers or sisters? This day, sit with another brother or sister you've never sat with. And he says, see how it's good. The brethren to sit together. And we have that love. Our God, He gave us. It's like a good anointing. From the beard of the Lord Jesus. Ambassador Aaron is.
It's
good exchange seat with another brother or sister that never sat with always. You tell that your brother, I've been missing you, yet I never realized it. But God has done it. Now I've come sit with you, we studied. I've realized I have to sit with different brothers and sisters. That's how we shall be in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven.
He
speaks of it in the Hebrews 12, verse 22 to 24, that we welcome you in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven.
It's
a great gathering of the angels and the saints of God. But when you reach in that city, you find yourself, you have to be in all the brethren. You find that
in
this month you've been with these angels, the other month we are with other angels. Or in brethren who came from Korea. Because in heaven we are in the same language. That we first spoke in Genesis 11. We are in one language. Even here you'll be able to handle it. The Holy Spirit will interpret it. As you speak, if someone speaks another language, you will learn it gradually. That we can be one person in Christ Jesus our Master.
Amen.
Amen.
We thank
God because of this good moment is added to us to continue to seek for Him. He tells us in Proverbs 8:17, I love those who love me. And the major sign is those who diligently seek Him, they will see Him. But the way of seeking had confused us. And we thought perhaps you shall seek Him on the mountains or in the valleys, whether in what place. But the Holy Spirit was good in gathering the book of the Lord. And we told in Isaiah 34:16, look in the book of the Lord and read. It means our seeking as we seek for God. We give ourselves to seek within His book. And we read there. For none of them will lack its mates. The mouth of the Lord commanded it, and the Spirit of the Lord gathered. How He gathered all things of above the heavens, even in the entire heavens and on the earth, and they were put in this holy book. What we request is only one thing. If we accept the rebuke of God, like in Proverbs 1:23, and He pours His Spirit on us, and He draws us to understand His words,
that
means it will ease us to understand who is God.
And
that the book of remembrance has come for us. For when he speaks in the Malachi chapter 3, from verse 13 to 18, the book of remembrance was written before God unto those who fear him. And he said, when you get back, then you'll separate who serves God and who never serves him, the righteous and the unrighteous. Now, the only way we can check up that, come back, look for God in the whole book, the Bible. Many people have climbed the mountains. Many have gone in the valleys. But it is hard to find God there. When they thought him in the mountains of Samaria, and other thought perhaps he's in the buildings, and they say, you no more worship him in the mountains of Samaria, neither in the building of Jerusalem. But what you are going to do, I love those who are going to be in spirit and in the truth. Anytime they will gather 2-3 for my sake, and I'll be in their midst. If they always gather, let there be a word of wisdom, understanding, revelation, a healing, and the things like those. Now they are all in the book of the living God. You know, when you go to the mountain seeking for God, you may not know that even where you came from, you left him there. Is it not that? For all things in heavens and earth, they are within him. You may leave him here and go to the mountain. Yet that too is there, but where you came from too is there. Even in your house is there. Bible says we move, live, and have our being in him. We built in him. But the only way to ease understanding that, we shall read in his book, and you are revealed of God. But no matter how much you climb the mountain, you will be on the mountain and you don't see him. Even where you came from, you've left him there. Psalms 139 explaining and saying, you surrounded me in my front and in my at my back. Where you come from is there. Even your head into he is there. On the right hand is there. Even the left is there. But the problem is to understand, realize he is there. Where you come from is there. Where your head into is there. Even else isn't it there. Every side is there. But the problem is to realize he is there. Understand that who is this and you analyze him well. For he requests us to analyze him well. In Jeremiah 29 from 10 and 12. That seek me and search me with all your hearts. God accepts to be analyzed and searched well. That to discover, to prove whether he's the one. And if this is someone saying the things of God are very hard, he is not unknown. And you begin to wonder, things of God are very hard to those who never see understanding. But they are all easy, those who see knowledge.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
kubanga yagambye munnoonye mujja
kundaba
totugamba katonda si mwangu
lwaki
yabeerayo nga
Why did he get to be there when he is not easy? Now God is very easy. Love must take him from his holy book, the Bible. That is the word of wisdom. May God bless you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for giving up whatever you've left. Coming to fill up the life.
We
speak in the John 6:63. The words I say to you, they are spirit and the life. Now you're going to be moved and increase in the life. God did bless you with a blessing from heaven. And then he loses the blessing upon your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa, and our Bible reader, Teacher James, we love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus. We based in this ministry the new generation with the full knowledge of God. And we welcome you
unto
the full knowledge of God and His glory. These happen for the eternal life. For God is people,
they
have been getting destroyed for lacking knowledge and for lacking revelation. We are going to move on to see schemes of Satan. The major heading, we are seeing Satan's schemes
unto
God and to His church. Have you ever heard of the word schemes? Or have they ever plotted a scheme your way? Right now we want to see schemes of Satan unto God and unto His church. Bible, when it begins to introduce them to us, it says we are not like those who don't know the schemes of Satan. But still there are also the deeper schemes.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
And
God separated them in the three ways when he
based
the 2 Corinthians 11. That if they give you another spirit, can you bear it? And if they give you another Christ, can you bear him? If they give another gospel, can you bear it? Now, that's why we brought you to know those words. And we are in the winding up of separating the spirit of God and his works of righteousness from the spirit of Satan and its works of unrighteousness.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We are about to reach at the point to see the right Christ and his church and the false Christ and their churches. But where we reach on this last heading and we separated the spirit of God and his works of righteousness from the spirit of Satan and its works of unrighteousness, we are still seeing the spirit of Satan, which appears in the fourth beast, after fighting the right Christ and his church, all salvation and the gospel of the kingdom of God, to creating its image. Let me repeat it. The spirit of Satan, which appears through the fourth beast, just as Daniel said to us, and it's the kingdom of the Roman Empire, after fighting the right Christ and his church, to creating its image, which is known as the Roman Catholic Church. There arose many religions and the many beliefs which claimed and appeared to be as if they are on Christ Jesus. And we began to see how the Catholics, how Catholicism destroyed the rightful salvation. Right from 312.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. For destroying the rightful salvation and the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
It
involved the fight of the right Christ and his church. There arose Catholicism. And it moved for many years.
Until
583. And there arose again Islam and the mosque.
In
this we know they are not the bride Christ and his church or his saints. We moved and we reached to seeing how Protestantism arose as salvation then. In the 1517.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And he totally protested against the Catholics.
So, a Protestant.
Now, Protestantism.
In the
1517. It arose as the salvation then.
It
has been revived to rise again. Fighting the religions which prevailed and which attached themselves to Christ. Just as we've been telling you, it outlived to 1800 and it fell. And it rose again in America as it's moving today.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We've been in the moment of winding up the issue. The three reasons. Those God gave to Apostle Martin Luther
in
those days to protest it. What was done by the Catholics and the other religions.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Those
reasons, we have been seeing the three reasons. We are winding up the third reason. We have begun right from here. The third reason, it involved protesting against church business. And they thought the money they were gathering was for building the church. They rather built buildings and not the church. And they ignored the church, the saints of God. They even joined on another money, which they called purgatory money. That we last heard of.
Purgatory money.
Purgatory money or purgatory.
What was it?
They call it that in Luganda. Now, he saw that money and it's not there at the other time. All that I've been making an introduction for you. Now we have reached the right point where we are. The priest purgatory, is it existing? Some of the questions we are to ask. Apostle Martin Luther protested against
this.
Told you Protestantism enrolled back like into the Catholics. Those things are not done as they do them. We want to see of the purgatory. The hell which has been sugar-coated. You write this heading we are covering.
Purgatory
or purgatory. Hell which has been sugar coated.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And the questions to be answered. Is it true the place purgatory is existing? Or it is not there? When we answer those questions, you will prove that Catholicism is very wrong and false. It's not abusing.
But we
want the light of the word of God. It's being false. Maybe you
have
not yet realized it. But on those which are answered, you can prove that.
And
we have been explaining to you very many things on the fourth beast, the spirit of Satan, which appeared through the Roman Empire, and it fought salvation, the right Christ and his church, and it brought its image out,
that
known as the Roman Catholic Church.
It
caused many religions to arise, and many years which have passed. But the most surprising thing, that place purgatory, oh hell which is sugar-coated, and it called as if it's a place of being forgiven sins, most religions, they believe in it.
But yeah,
how? That's how you, what you're going to be explained of.
And
it's also involving some of the born again of this age. Those who believe that there is a heaven on this earth, that yet it's in the dimensions.
And
others say once saved, forever saved.
And no matter
how much you commit sins again,
the
other confession of salvation recommends you for life.
And we want to
see of the purgatory, hell which is sugar-coated. Satan got hell.
And sugar-coated
it, he told them, there is a place if you put in some money and you are a bit rich. That if you have sins and you've died, you are taken in that place and they make a prayer for you from there. We who are here, we pray for you. As they reduce your sins because of the money you used to offer. I want to tell you that all religions may end up in that same thing.
Yet
it was brought in the form of wisdom, yet it's foolishness. Even born against them who play for dead bodies in that same way.
And
as if used to offer money, pray for you to reduce your sins when you are in the place
purgatory.
A dead body brought to be prayed for, whether on the graveyards, whether in the synagogue,
you
know there is the word purgatory behind it. Oh hell which is sugar-coated. That they make people on the world think that there is a place you are in and they are praying for you, your sins to be reduced.
Because
of the money or the things you've done for the church or the synagogue.
So, introduction here, you know,
I wanted to get that good introduction and you understand what is moving on.
Purgatory,
they say it's a place next to heaven.
And that
you are taken in it if you pay
purgatory money.
The purgatory money. That purgatory money. And it reached to enter salvation of these days. Why, if you've been rich, they have bring you in the synagogue and they pray for your dead body. Yet all that you're going to be seeing it. One of the first things to prove that that place is not there. Yet it's hell itself which is sugar-coated. When God speaks of the dead bodies,
gamba temutawano jireta ne mchifo changa chitukufu.
He says, don't waste time to bring it even in my holy place.
Yes, we was going.
Praise Jesus so much.
Asoka kugamba tutawana.
First, tell us you don't waste time.
Weba waliwe chifo cheneroboja.
If there is a place I've chosen out.
Ijaba ntubangokunga niramba.
My people to gather from it.
Ukureto umurambo mbutukushabira.
Don't waste time bringing the body to pray for it there.
Echimu kubiongu bisoko kukakasa.
One of the first things which prove.
Ntinesara ziba kukulina anti ngori mpagatori.
Even the prayers they make for you when you are in purgatory.
Na zoze njini ifu.
Them two are wrong. And
then
the prayers they make for you, they make it every month. Who knows the rightful term for that prayer they make?
Okay, si kitambo wabona kitambiro.
You pray for them doing what? And where are they?
Yes, we have
we praise Jesus. We began with Ezekiel. And we see whether those things are right. And you. And you are born again. You expect to pray for the dead body, will there be a change upon that? If you do it as if you believe in that there is a purgatory place. But we are going to tell you that that place is not existing. But it is hell which is sugar coated.
Ezekiel 43,
from verses 9.
What?
He tells us this.
Ezekiel 43,
from verses 9.
Kakano bajewo obwenzi bwabwe, n'emirambo gya bakabaka bwabwe, okubeewala nange. Nange nabeeranga wakati mu bo, emirembe gyonna.
Kakati ky'osooka, bw'oba oyagala okyangalanya Katonda kuviiko.
Want to mess up God to give up on you.
Gwereeta omulambo mu maaso g'embono tukusabira.
Bring a dead body before his synagogue that we pray for it.
Asooka kiyita na bwenzi.
First calls it even adultery.
Obwenzi bw'okuva Katonda.
Adultery of straying from the Lord. Follow another spirit. Take your dead bodies of their kings.
And
say, Lord,
you judge them with mercy.
Body you pray here.
It's
first here again this verse. It says like this.
Ezekiel 43
verses 9.
Kakano bajewo obwenzi bwabwe.
You first stop there.
Kakano bajewo obwenzi bwabwe.
Let them take away their adultery.
Bwenzi chini okusoka.
What form of adultery?
You
know, before you reach physical adultery, you first get in the spiritual adultery.
Bwenzi bw'okuva Katonda.
The adultery of straying from the law.
Bible ebwogerako nnyo bw'eti.
Bible speaks of it much like this.
Asoka tugende kuwa n'okukoseya nnya.
Let us go to Hosea 4.
Olunyo lw'ekumi.
Verses 10.
Agamba bw'ati.
Let it says this.
Koseye sule yokuna, nauru nyiri olwe kumi.
Hosea 4 verses 10.
Awo bali lia, nebata kuta. Bali enda, sote bali ala. Kubanga bali seyo kusayo moyo, eri mukama. Ule kumi na olumu. Obwenzi no mwenge, no mwenge omusu, bimala woku tegira. Ule kumi nebili. Abantu bange, bebu za kuchikonge chawe. No mugogo wawe, gwe gubabulira. Kubanga omoyo gw'obwenzi gubachamiza.
Omoyo gw'obwenzi.
The spirit of adultery.
Bali sewo Katonda okumwebuza.
They know what to inquire from the Lord.
Babu ndiye bifana
ni. They have molded the idols and images.
Ata doma liyo mtuki
kwa. Hail Mary aside.
Yesu wa mtifana.
Jesus in the image.
Ne Yusuf.
And Joseph.
Yebiasu kiri.
That it began from there.
Ira omoyo gw'obwenzi.
As the spirit of adultery. Straying from the Lord.
Don't
you, when you begin that you're going to pray for a dead body. What religion, you don't tell us that drama.
Whether
you are believing in the word purgatory. that these people, they have a place where they are, and we are praying for them, they will get from there. But the next information shows us that purgatory is hell which is sugar-coated, and that you fall there never to get from there.
But
these people who do these things, these are people who fast straight from the Lord, and they pursued the spiritual adultery of forsaking God. And now physical adultery is easy. You know, when you reach the physical adultery, you straight know you first went to the spiritual adultery. You first abandoned God who told you do not commit adultery. It means you first abandoned the God and you committed spiritual adultery. And then you reach a level of physical adultery.
And
this is what I've told you. People, even those they claim to say they are born again, and you bring to pray for dead bodies, or you pray for them on their tombs, all you have the thought of purgatory in your mind, all that a place which is next and near to heaven,
where
take you if you've been given much offerings on the world, and they recommend you from there that you've died of your sins. That word is thought of falsehood. These days, many of the children of God who have been born again, and they have abandoned salvation. You find elder men on the dead bodies praying for them. Those we would have trusted in Christ that they have matured in years. Yet them too have followed that spirit of straying from the Lord. And you find them that they are in the inter-religious council. That them too became a religion. And then you get so grave. Now, adultery of strength from the Lord, it causes you to give up on His word and begin to follow the counsel of the evil Satan. One of the first signs to show you that place purgatory is not really existing, but it is the hell which is sugar coated very well. God to first chase dead bodies from His presence. Every month when it comes, and you make a prayer for the dead, I hear the remembrance of the dead, and you bring the photo of the dead person that put the Lord to pray for him. Have mercy upon him. Now, like the brothers, the Muslims, may you will have mercy on me. But the light of God lightens in me, and have to speak it. Look here. Muhammad is still in purgatory. For they are still praying for him. Not accepted to go on that.
And
you don't pray for Prophet Muhammad.
Ali purgatory.
Is it purgatory? That place is never there.
And
if you're hijacked here, please get strengthened. If you've just covered yourself, you can relieve yourself. We are not abusing. We're not abusing here. We've reached the light of the word of God. And we told you, leave this battle to be between darkness and light. Don't involve yourself. You just hear and judge in what you hear. Prove whether it's the light, lightning. The light which will be best, you'll take that. If it's darkness which will be better for you, you take it for yourself. For we know God is the light, yet you never win him. Let's repeat Ezekiel.
Ezekiel
43 verses 9.
Ezekiel esule ya na musatu n'olunyiri olw'omwenda.
Ezekiel 43 from verses 9.
Kakano bajewo obwenzi bwabwe n'emirambo gy'abakabaka bwabwe okubawala nange.
Bajewo obwenzi bw'okuva Katonda n'obw'omubiri.
Adultery of straight from the Lord and the physical adultery.
Bajewo nwana emirambo gyabwe.
They take their dead bodies from the presence of God. Now you've brought a dead body.
No,
there are some things.
Some
people would have honored them, but when it reaches light, you may despise them. And he said the other body abuses. Is it not that?
But
you find a priest on the dead body and he prays for it. You begin to look at that head. Indeed, is lacking on it, but you've not abused.
And
some of them are buried in their synagogues. Something is wrong in this world.
The prayer mountain in Uganda.
The Apostle John Mulinde.
And
the tombs are on the mountain of God. They stand and pray on it.
Satan
troubling the minds of the children of God.
These
are schemes of Satan themselves. Where is our microphone? Praise the Lord, brethren. Praise the Lord, brethren.
You've
spoken of the priests. They are heads. I've reached late, you forgive me, brethren. I've been sharing a word with those who claim they are brethren. Yet one was an Anglican. Another is a Catholic. Now, I asked them, when you sin, who forgives sins?
The Father.
That the priest. I said the priest. But I told him, I'm not abusing, but forgive me. Let me read you Romans 3:24. What do they say? That we've all sinned and shifted from the glory of God. Now your fellow sinner is forgiving you sins. Now in myself I said this one is a goat. Because if you tell me he forgives you sins, yet he too is a sinner. And after you told me
that
the priests speak direct with God,
that's
why they told him that the priests speak direct with God. What I wanted to speak that the priests have a problem with their heads. Even their followers have a problem. And the scripture says, when the two, the blind leads the blind, they fall in the pits of hell.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. You know the word foolishness sounds wrong and bad. And when you read it in the Bible, and if you see it speaking to you, you get angered for that. That's why sometimes they use a language, they have a problem with their mind. Use the word foolishness to use it much. It angers, so even when they tell you are foolish, when you see what you've done is foolish, you get rather angered. That's why the language produces that they have a problem with their mind. And Satan has corrupted their minds.
Language
like someone can get angered and they chase to fight you. And what you tell them is right. Yet they are angered for telling them they are foolish.
Tell them
there's a problem.
There's
a problem.
Wanga orimi oruvuma. Quick, silubati oruvuma.
Telling us but. Now for persuading the people, and we call them to truth.
You said
they have a problem. Something is wrong on their heads, or they're in understanding. Have you understood?
So limit to
now let's soften the language.
My Bible
speaks you. Who bewitched you? You foolish Galatians. Who bewitched you? And they got angered.
They
said, God has abused us.
Now,
let's take issues like that. But,
Pregatory.
It is hell which is sugar-coated.
That
place is not there where they put you. That they pray for you as they pray for your dead body. Bring the photo of the disease to pray for them to forgive them sins.
Yes.
That he can shift you from purgatory. That he takes you to heaven.
So what is wrong
which is moved don't happen on this world? And even in salvation,
there
is a point we've reached and we're not sure whether we go direct to heaven. We first reside initially with
Satan.
Who says they've ever heard of that thing?
That
you're not sure well. In Eras Bar.
You go direct to
heaven or you first head to a certain place.
Wait,
we reach the time we got stuck at that point. Who has ever gotten stuck at that point?
Me,
I didn't know whether I go direct to heaven or have somewhere else I first go to.
Banzika.
They bury me?
Ngenda.
I go straight?
If they
bury the body, let the spirit goes where? Many are still in
doubt.
Though they got saved, but they are stuck, they don't know where they are going. What happened to them to start believing perhaps that place is there? And they speak of it like this. And they say that that place is in hell. That it's a bit different. That Abraham was there. And the rich man was in the real hell. Now, the Catholic said, no. The entire place is called purgatory. The place where you are as the
rich
man. They use the rich man and Lazarus. That you have to cross sides.
You
come from where the rich man is because he gave out his possessions and wealth. The Catholics say where Abraham is, that's where heaven is. It's a place purgatory, demarcated like this. Demarcate it. This is purgatory. This is heaven. Abraham's are in heaven side. Rich man is this side, but his money is recommending him for heaven. Even in salvation, it preaches like that. For lacking the light of knowledge. But I first gave you the first sign. Issue concerning purgatory and its money. Don't waste time. Still they chased long time the dead body. God the Father chased it before his presidency. Let's move on to the next verse.
Ezekiel, esura ya 43, n'olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
Ezekiel 43, verses 9.
Kaakano bajjewo obwenzi bwabwe n'emirambo gya bakabaka baabwe okubawala nange, nange nnaabeeranga wakati mu bo emirembe gyonna. Olunyo lw'ekkumi. Gwe omwana w'omuntu, laga ennyumba ya Isirayiri, ennyumba bakita ennyumba. Ezekiel 43, olunyo lw'ekkumi.
Ezekiel 43, verse 10.
Gw'omwana w'omuntu, laga ennyumba ya Isirayiri, ennyumba bakwatirwe ensonyi obutali butuukirivu bwabwe, era bagere ekyokulabirako. Olunyo lw'ekkumi n'olumu. Awo bwe banaakwatirwa ensonyi ebyo byonna bye bakoze, bategeeze nti bategeeze ennyumba bw'efaanana n'engeri yaayo, n'awafulumirwa, n'awayingirirwa, nti n'embala zaayo zonna, n'ebiragiro byayo byonna, n'embala zaayo zonna, n'amateeka gaayo gonna.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Yabagamba bwe bamala okubanga ebyo byonna bye bakozewa babite babiwukuliddwa.
Told them after they have been revealed of all that they have done.
Balage ekkanisa yange
entuufu bwe yokubeera. Told them my right church how it is meant to be.
Yukira mbire ebyo waliwo ekisiikirize.
Remember in those days was the shadow temple.
Yabeeranga ekizimbe.
That which was the building.
Naye kaakano tulina ekkanisa bye batukuvu
bange. This time we have the church, the saints of God.
Ati oluvannyuma lw'okubanga bakwatiddwa ensonyi olw'ebyo bye bakoze,
after them gotten ashamed over what they have done,
bagoberera omwoyo gwa Satan,
they follow the spirit of Satan,
ebikolwa byabwe ebitali bya butuukirivu,
and its works of unrighteousness,
tubikula ebikwatagana omwoyo omutukuvu n'ebikolwa eby'obutuukirivu.
We reveal what concerns the Holy Spirit.
Bwe bamala okukwatibwa ensonyi mu ebyo byonna,
after they are ashamed in all that,
tubalage Kristo mutuufu ne kanisa,
we showed them the right Christ and his church,
ne bakristo ab'obuli bana ba kanisa,
false Christ and their churches.
Yes, we have to
praise Jesus.
But
the thing of concerning the body is always time to speak.
If
you died in your unrighteousness, you died in it. There's no changing. That's some of the falsehood moving on to show you.
That purgatory
is the real hell. And it's not a blessedness to heaven. It's very, very far from heaven.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. You die in it. And they bury the body. And the spirit heads on to hell. There's nothing you change you who prays for the dead body.
Yes, you must be.
Praise Jesus. That's why it speaks Ezekiel 18:24. And he says this.
Ezekiel
18 from verse 24.
Nakola ebitali bya butuukirivu. Nakola ng'emizo gyonna bwe giri omuntu omubi gy'akola aliba mulamu.
Kibuuzo kya Katonda.
It's a question of God. Will they live? And the righteous has been doing acts of righteousness. Now you see, God says, though you've been righteous 99 years, and you stumbled in last year, and you do things not worthy,
you
die in righteousness. No one takes it away from you. Though they pray, and they pray prayers for you,
they're
wasting time. Let's read and hear Ezekiel.
Ezekiel 18,
verse 24.
Tewali bakubikolwa bye eby'obutuukirivu bye yakola ebirijjukirwa. Mukyonoono kye kyayonoonye, ne mu kibi kye kyakoze, mu ebyo mwalifiira.
Mwalikola ki?
You die.
Ofiira mu ebyo byennyini by'okoze, bigenda naawe.
In the exact things you've done, they go with you.
Era Bible egamba nti ebibi byabwe bigenda naawe.
Bible says that sins follow them.
Ofiira omweno ne bwe basaba batya.
No matter how much they pray for you.
Wasting
your time.
Why
I've told you some of the signs showing you.
Purgatory.
The purgatory.
It's
hell which was sugar coated. You cannot go there and get out of there. The other is falsehood. You die with your sins yourself.
era bankubuulire sirabangako obutamanya obusaanyawo abantu wansi
w'enjubangengeri
z'amadiini
ez'obutayigirizibwa
era nga bwolaba obulokozi obugenze buva ku
mulamwa
nga tewakyali kuyigirizibwa
wabulasalasala
amaanyi gaago kitwale ndaba
okitwale
ye mugenda osibira munsi
eyekizikizikasita
bitandikawe biti amadiini
bwegatobigatandikire
jjukira e roma waaliyo obulokozi omutume pawulo bwe
yatwalayo mwaka
gwa 14
AD
naye twagenda otutuuka mu
312
waliwo ddiini ya bukatuliki
obulokozi
kati mukama buli lwayimusa
emirembeani
agenda akole enkwe
okusanyawo obulokozi
yesu
yebazibwekasita
kakutanda nojjaofiiramu tali
butuukirivuomu
mwenyini mwofiira
eri
alibukujjako nibalikalakate esala wansi wenjuba
wanakuganebasula
ku malaalo ekyo kisooka kukubya osulanga ku malaalo
gwegasalosabira omulambo
kubanga oguyimusa nga oguleeta mu maaso
ga mukama
kati bano bagenzeyo
bakusabiraoyinanosiana
kale olwebiro ebituuka nempulira temiseewo ngaeyogera
nebakunyomanga
olw'obuvubukaabwelagirawera lagira ate owere ebirina okuwerebwa
ebitasaana
nga tetukyatunulira myaka
kankubuulire
bw'osiŋŋana kitaawo nga yatambula tayambadde
empale
ne bagamba nti
aa
kasita kitaawo akola ebyo naye byolina
kukolaokimanya
nti kyabusiru
omukolaki
bwagaana
nga
mutandika olangira taata
yagweddala
oluwa ekituuka nga kitaawo akola ebitali
byakyoagati
tugambe omusajja mukulu nnyo bwati bambadde amagandula obasiŋŋanye ku ntanda mbu bagenza osabira gundi ali oba ali mu
ttakaebintu
bino byewuunyisa
ekituufu
kakati buliriza ali mu ntaana mu
purigatore
nakyo kyabulalu kyennyini ekikolebwa
kuba
singa abadde mu purigatore
newe
bandisabidde ngaali waka nga
bali
waka
kuba
tali mu
ntaana
bwegaaliwo ebintu ebikolebwa wansi nga byewuunyisa n'ababikola nga bantu
bakulu nnyo
kubuulire byajjawo bw'aba nga ye musezi nga musezi okyalonga gw'omumanyi kirungi n'omulangiira
obusezi
singa osooka okumugambako mukyama
n'atakkirizeokulekanga obusezi
wekituuse
tugenda
tuka ekiseera abaatusooka mu kukkiriza
kunoobulokozi
ebaba tebakkiriza kukyusa okudda eri
amazima
tugenda singa nga tuwogera omusana
gubandike
omusana gwe gujja okubaanika
ogwekigambo
kuba singa tukusiŋŋaana nga yeggwe mukulu gundi
dokita
gundi
inspector general prophet
nga gwe ali ku mulambo egindi mugusabira
fenga
abaaliwo abaka katugambe tuli baana tumaze ate okukula mu
kutegeera
tunayogera tutya
twegaana okumanya That's why they told Jesus, you're not yet 50 years. You say you were there.
This
never looks for years for those who consider the years refuse to believe Jesus.
We
spoke with the Pharisees, the old men. Yet there's nothing that acknowledges them.
And
God accuses them for refusing not getting knowledge. Now know of one thing. One of the signs to show the place purgatory. Hell, which is sugar coated well. It always says they will pray for you. You did when you died already. That they will base that on God. He will take your sins from you. That it tells you if you die in it. You will die in that unrighteousness. Now down we told him like this.
Ezekiel 18
verse 25.
Era naye mwogera nti ekkubo lya Mukama teryenkanankana.
They say God, you're not just.
Oyo musajja yazimbya makanisa ku kyalo.
That man who built synagogues on the village.
Wadadali nebi.
No, he had sins, but it needs to be had mercy to. You know, they are the rich grass where God chooses them from there. The rich who do not use their wealth in the fear of God. They don't want to be holy. And the buildings they are built, that's the church of God they are built for him. Yet remember, because of your evil actions, you broke many rightful churches of God. You broke many saints. Didn't even build a single church. But to build the church, you have to build that your brother or sister. That they reach the measure of Christ. These rest to build buildings for us to gather within them. To save us from the rainfall and the sunshine.
Still,
God blesses you a blessing on this world for that. He speaks that in the Isaiah 4, verses 5 to 6. But proven to you,
you
proven by the Spirit of God. If you dare, if you dare think you, when you die with your unrighteousness, because of the purgatory money used to offer,
or
things you did think they would recommend you within purgatory,
Satan
trapped you with whole hell and sugar coated it well.
Made
you think perhaps it's another different place from hell. That which is next to heaven. That is total falsehood.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We have told God you are not just.
And
he asks us like, how?
Ezekiel 18
verse
25. Era nti ekkubo lya Mukama teryenkanankana. Muwulire nno, aye nyumba ya Isirayiri. Ekkubo lyange siri eryenkanankana.
Enagamba ya makubo ge.
Say all his ways are just.
Ezekiel 18
verse 25.
Amakubo gammwe sige gatenkanankana. Abiri mukaga. Omuntu omutuukirivu bw'akyuka ng'okuleka obutuukirivu bwe n'akola ebitali bya butuukirivu n'afiira omwo mu butali butuukirivu bwe bw'akoze mwafiira.
Ofiira mu ki?
You die in your unrighteousness.
Ne baziika omubiri.
And they bury the body.
Omwoyo ne gwolekera n'agutwala mu
ggeyeena. And this pig is taken to hell.
Purgatory,
and let me tell you born again.
I'm
not going to be in the ground. No. Ecclesiastes, when he explains of the human spirit and body,
ayogera bwati mu buli 3:22.
These Ecclesiastes 3:21 and 22.
Mubulize esuula eyokusatu olunya olwabiri mu olumu.
Ecclesiastes 3 from verse 21.
Ani amanyi omwoyo gw'abantu obanga gulinnya mu ggulu n'omwoyo gw'ensolo oba gukka wansi mu ttaka.
Yakusooka n'abuuza ekibuuzo.
Ask the question.
Agamba nayo isipat.
Omwoyo gw'omuntu gulinnya mu ggulu.
The human spirit does it ascend in heaven.
And
that of the animal goes to the ground. We want to get explained. Does it ascend to heaven if it's not been able to make it there because of unrighteousness? It gets well. But the body is buried in the ground and it gets destroyed there. Let me tell you
something
again. They used to fight much for you. They are going to bury you. Don't waste time again for that. If you get where they will bury their body, you will check out of the body.
Now,
falsehood on the world like that make you think that you are buried. And they get the dead body, let's go pray for this person. The other has already checked out of the body. That's why you ask a Catholic, where has the disease gone?
And
they tell you they have headed onto
purgatory.
Maybe the one who never paid.
They
never paid purgatory money. Where have such a person gone? There they don't explain it.
You
are maybe in purgatory all your time. When explaining, they say it.
You are in the place
of hell, which is in purgatory. Those are the ones who first brought in the hell, there are different sectors there.
But
let me tell you that place. Purgatory. Not existing, but it is a hell which they sugarcoated. Now they got the fire. They built it for something to claim deceiving it's a garden of God. But that is great falsehood. Now the question is asked. Who knows? That the human spirit moves up to heaven. When you go to Ecclesiastes 12, verse 7 says
this.
Ecclesiastes 12, verse 7.
Enfufu nedda mutaka nga bwe yali.
Body was made from the dust, whether of gold or what.
Kuguddayo mubiri n'ogunoonyayo n'obugumba nga tobulaba.
For it you never see even its bones.
Ne bufuuka enfufu.
And it becomes dust. Look how you go to the tombs.
Grandfather.
Nyamba,
help me.
And
he too is weeping in hell.
He
wouldn't have done those things. But they corrupted the head of the human being. And they think that they are diseased and in the tombs.
Yeah,
those are brothers. Those are the false gospel. I don't know how they term it.
Okay,
English confuses me.
They speak it now.
Full gospel.
Full.
Which full?
Okay.
We have the full of F double O L.
Nefuru ya F U
F U double L. What fool are we speaking of? Which gospel is that?
omanyi wamma omun kubanga abaganda bafo baga
those are brothers they say
mbu olina soka mutaka
mutana you first go to the ground in the graveyard today
no bere yongo olina mu Yesu anabafu akagombo
ulire you will be there when Jesus comes to sound the trumpet you will hear
una uliza chinga matuga afu
hear with what when your ears already got rotten
nekakwa na uno gumba gumba nebukubulira mutaka
when the bones will have disappeared in the ground
atomo yokote kwage na mutaka
the spirit never went in the ground
kugamba tuizo malizanga tuli ku F F O L
when we are on the gospel of F O L
ngambudufu ebintu ebogera
and the things they speak
oizo oizo kuruza na yowa
but did you sit down to understand well?
Someone
10,000 years back. The world is always rotten.
And
it is the dead bodies in the ground there. All the bones turn to calcium in the ground. And it totally finishes. And when the trumpet will sound like that, and you're down there waiting to hear it. There are things people speak. If they speak them and you understand well,
they
say you people.
They
are speaking within you whatever he wants. Let's finish this verse. Ecclesiastes 12:7.
Infufu, nedda mutakanga bwe yali. Omwoyo, negudda eri Katonda eyagugaba.
Omwoyo gudda wa?
The spirit goes where?
Gudda eri Katonda eyagugaba.
It goes to God who gave it.
Naye kitaffe ya complaining anagamba.
But the father complained and said,
some of
them have never reached their home country, has never seen them go back. For our home is in heaven. Is it not that? He says some never reached as they left the world.
And
in the prison which is hell. Are confusing within religion and different beliefs which attach to claim they believe Jesus, yet they are not on the foundations of the apostles and the prophets as the word of God is. If someone tells you, can I tell you,
you're
going to wait for the trumpet within the grave when the Lord will come, will get out of there.
That
you already moved out of that body. The day you check out of the body
is
when you see every falsehood under the sun. The dead body, you two will follow them like that. You friends, where are you taking me? But me too, I'm also here. Where are they taking me?
Where?
You. Yet though you tap on it, they never see you. The spirit is going to its owner.
There
are the problems. According to what you've done, you may not reach there. You may get lost in hell.
Drama
on the world, there's falsehood. And entered in our salvation also. And we still know. We don't know whether when we unclothe the body, we go to heaven now. I go where first? Okay, I'm safe. But me, I want to go to heaven. I don't know whether I'm going. You were first to go where? After you got saved, you don't know where you go direct to heaven. You expected you're going to first go where? You're going to check from the body because you don't get stuck, you don't know where you're going. Whether I'm going to heaven. God, where
are you?
That's why born again, which is time they fear death. tells them, order your house, for I'm taking you, I cancel it. They cancel it, for they don't know where they're going. They don't know how it appears.
And looks
like those who come see images here.
And
to show you how heavens appear through scriptures. And you have a hope where you're going. And you hold that your faith. The point which you're stuck about heaven.
I
had them say before first got the grave, they shouldn't bury me there in the darkness. You imagine the darkness they have left you down there. You see. You are looking at you in darkness alone. You begin to fear.
I
don't want the things of
yet the
body which is dead never feels though you beat it. The spirit has to go to one who gave it. What
a threatening
if you never did work
with
me. The Father speaks of you like this. I never saw them come back. They did arrive home. Let us hear. Jeremiah 22:10.
Temukabira maziga oyafa. Sote mumukungu bagira. Naye mumukabire nnyo nnyini amaziga oyo agenda.
Tulina abantu babiri.
We have two people spoken of here.
Tulina kafa.
We have the one who dies.
Yono mubiri.
This is the body.
Tulina ka agenda.
We have the one who goes.
Anti omoyo onafa asigara
wa. For the one who dies remains with me here.
Naye mukubaya ka agenda.
Another who goes, that's the spirit.
Kanga bagambye gudda eri abugaba.
Say, it goes back to the one who gives it.
Do
not cry for the one who dies. Keep up from
blood.
This is the body we retain.
You
died so much, my child. Yet it is the one going by the problem. They are not to reach their home country.
Even the
purgatory they receive them is not there. These ones deceived us. They have gone to hell.
Things
of darkness are much on the world. You first pose that. Now maybe they will come back. Those are things faked now.
Let
me tell you the reality of what happened. Jeremiah 22:10. He said, no, cry for the one who dies.
But
weep bitterly for the one who goes. Why?
They've
not made it back to their home country. The problem we concentrate on the one who dies, the body. And we weep for them. How God has whipped you. The one who goes comes in.
Right
here taking me.
Don't
cry for that. Save me. The drama which is in that point.
Again, that
the one who goes, they don't know him.
Help
me, you're crying for the ones who cry for the body, Debto. They are taking me. The one who goes is the one with the problem. The one buried has no problem. You can beat them 10,000 weeps, they don't cry.
Though
you leave them in a grave, they can, they are there, frowning their faces like that. You've left me here. They cannot speak. You go, he's frowned, he's tired.
He's saying,
what is next smelling here?
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now the problem which is to prove the purgatory is hell, which is sugar coated, and they don't know even what it is.
Again,
they don't know who goes. Now Is that let's escort the disease to hell.
They
escort the body. But the real one going.
Again,
don't know the one going. Who is that one? The world be remains just what you're going to. It remains for you and God and the angels who have come for you. The priests remain deceiving themselves of the God.
He has been a hero.
He's been a great man. He's just a
great
man. Nobody speak of me.
You
are making me be beaten for hair for that. The dead body. Because we don't separate them under the sun.
We think
the one we've remained to is the real one, yet the real one is
still.
And after the legs. What is that kind of language? The madness is on this, our heads.
Bible
says these are senseless children.
They
are wise in doing evil. But in doing good, they have no knowledge. As if we are lacking some understanding and thoughts in our heads. And you say,
let's
escort the next. The other has gone long time. Now you escort them
to
hell. And where is hell where you escort them?
Satan,
people's tongues all lies.
They
prove to you you're going to hell. Let's escort them. Angels from hell. Angels up adorns of the chains. Let's escort them. As we go borrow the body,
they are
taking the spirit in hell. You find yourself, you're from the body and you prove purgatory has never existed. Wealth never upholds you in that land.
Jeremiah 6:7.
When we came as a spirit, we brought nothing.
So they told you,
and we shall go back with nothing. When you launch out, you go out with righteousness. It's what will recommend you. That's why I said righteousness will recommend you.
Yes, we was with.
Praise Jesus so much.
Katumaliyo Yeremia 22:10.
Finish Jeremiah 22:10.
Yeremia sura ya 22 n'olunyiri olw'10.
Jeremiah 22:10.
Temukabira maziga oyafa. So temumukungu bagira.
Ntota wanakungu.
Don't waste time to weep.
Omanyoku kaba kitono.
You know crying is small.
Ayo kukungu baga chinene.
But to weeping is a bit more.
Mlimu akaba.
When someone there's someone crying.
Atufuteko. They have died much.
Mporo ya akaba.
And
mbamu akungu baga.
The one who weeps like that.
Oh.
And they begin to weep.
Kama kuyomu.
God has pricked us.
That
is the weeping.
And
they even fall down and they begin to fake fainting there. God sees that as a responsible person is going. You are here. That time
they
have given up on that. They focus on the one going. And you begin to weep so much as they have stricken you. The other is the one they are going to beat so much. The one
is going.
You would have once said, Lord, that one going. Where have they gone? I don't know. Dead body remained there. Show me where you have taken them. But you are on the dead body. After the day, you go with pray for it.
You don't
give me my child. Give me my child. You sleep with them how many days before you run from them?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Those
things are under the sun. God promised us this new generation
which
has the full knowledge of God and His glory. That's why light is in us in all the things that we understand them. There is an evil spirit,
Satan,
the spirit of Satan,
which
is spearheaded the falsehood under the sun. Different religions, as I speak now, even in some salvation, that which falls. Filled of being deceived concerning our life.
We
don't know the rightful thing and what's not right. Most people now remain seeking things of the world to just eat them.
Well,
concerning our spirit, we don't know what is next.
We
don't know whether we first got the ground.
Or
there is a purgatory place we shall first go to. Even hell, we don't know when it
will be.
But there's even falsehood in some salvation. And they say hell has not yet begun to work.
Or
some of them never separate hell and lake of fire. This verse, I enjoy it. Jeremiah 22, verses
10. Naye mumukabire nnyo nnyini amazigo oyo agenda kubanga tachadda nate so taliraba nsi yewaabwe.
Ekizibu kyekyo, the problem is that
bagamba nti ono afa mumuleke, the one dying give up on them,
mutunulira ono agenda, the one moyo gw'omuntu kugenda,
the spirit of the person is going.
Going
back to the its
giver.
Problem, God complained, they have not reached home in heaven.
That's
why you ask, where did they head to?
Born
men deceived us that they are in purgatory.
The place
next to heaven. Near to hell. If you fail within the purgatory, in hell or to go to heaven. But them two had nothing scripture written.
But
falsehood began like that. But the saints whom they had elected could speak the new words to them.
That too
reached even in some false salvation.
But they
say upon the saints they fall on them the rema words.
And they
knew them not in the Bible, but just knocked in their heads.
Now,
falsehood came spreading like that.
And
there is the salvation like those of the Branham. And they say heaven is in dimensions. Another heaven is right here because you don't see it. When you ask them where is hell, it too is in the dimension right here. Now, falsehood is much. But God told you one thing. Don't cry for the dead. You leave the body.
First,
ask the one going is gone where? That's the spirit we hope to gain back to the one who gives it. When
it speaks
in the first team of the 6-7, we brought nothing on the world, and we shall go back with nothing.
It
means we
are
the one who gives us and we come on the world.
Come
pass us with the flesh, bone, and the skin.
But
he only never looks in his body as the most important thing. And he
said,
don't pray for that one, it's meant to die.
But
problem, the one meant to get back is the one you have to pray to for.
It's
not made it back home in heaven.
And
the father says, you weep for that one. Let me tell you, the older, young, and the youth,
right,
those who went who never made it back to heaven.
No matter
how you cry, they'll never get from hell.
But
if you want, you can weep.
Weep
for the one going and not made it back home in heaven. Weeping for your father, uncle, or grandfather. And he died. Discovered what he did, never made them reach heaven. You weep saying, it pained me much.
They were talking
about rich home in heaven. Now listen. You'll go home and your grandfather has died. The body died is checked from it. He's gone. You begin. Grandfather, you've left me so much. But the problem is gone. You have not heavenly body. I don't know where they've reached heaven. Those you weep with, they will stop and begin to look at you. You are done. I don't know.
Jeremiah
22:10 says, we should cry for the one who has
died.
But you was gone, grandfather. You have not reached. Those you will weep with. You too, I don't know, you have remained. Our home is heaven. Philippians 3:20. Our home heaven. I don't know whether you will reach there. Jesus is the way, the truth, and life. Like John 14, verse 6. When are you getting saved?
What
we are going to do to those who call us to weep with them.
When
they call us, someone has died, as we go to weep, the weeping will be unusual. You need to put things into paper in your eyes. If you don't wear them, you say you're conning them.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Once
you do, you get your paper and it begins to affect your eyes. And you cry within scriptures. As you preach the gospel to them, we've buried the body as it is written. Ecclesiastes 12, verse 7. The ground and the body goes to the giver. But I don't know.
Jeremiah
22:10 says, don't cry for the dead.
Again.
But why for the one going? I don't know
whether
I've reached heaven. Praise Jesus so much.
Indeed,
tears of born again are going to change. The Thessalonians refuses us to cry as if we don't have hope. For having hope, we shall cry in the scriptures. Crocodile tears, you cry real tears, but they don't understand them. Those of the world cry crocodile tears. If they love you, why don't they go be with you in the grave? Or with your body within the grave?
ekizibu omwoyo tugo tegumanyika gwagenze
wa problem we don't know where the spirit went
ati wakati awaliwo sitaani
the minister there is Satan
eba malaika baba
and his fallen angels
abakoma oni bali nyako mitwe
they come back with the heads of the living
nebe fura jaji
awo and they appear as your dead forefather
okubuza abuzane kweyongerera
dala the tears they make you cry more
nokubuza abuzane kweyongerera
and confusions come to be more
okamba
did you see again
twamuzise mundana
we buried them in the grave they have come back
where
you buried me
this
drainage is passing me
now
don't go back there for you come from there
what is Satan
playing on your human heads
where
you buried me I don't want
there take
yourself where you want you were to come from there and come take yourself where you want.
The
Satan and his fallen angels. Rich religion is no standing near the knowledge. We saw purgatory is speaking on the human heads of the living.
And
they got confused. They no more speak of that.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
So na yenga chitafa agambi.
But our father has said,
the thing
we are to weep for is one thing. Many of the people never make it back home.
It
tells us in Jeremiah 22:10.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much. If you read
Philippians 3:20,
it speaks of our home like this.
Philippians 3:20. Omulokozi okuvaayo. Mukama wafe Yesu Kristo.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus.
Kirijagame onagenda mukabire.
That is sick. We bitterly for the one going.
Banga dasobode kudamusiwa.
Not gone back to their home country.
Itafu kwanu kudwa ba Philipus 3:20.
Answered in the Philippians 3:20. That our citizenship is in heaven.
Sikiza wakati hao.
It's that in the midst there.
Singa tokola butokire.
If you don't do righteousness,
dasobode agenda
mu. You can't go to heaven.
You
have to know where you have headed to. That is hell.
All
spirits of the rebellious.
They are
imprisoned in hell as the spirit, as the prison. Hell is different from the lake of fire. Though within hell there is its fire. But the lake of fire too is the lake of fire. Those who started with us, the John of heaven. We saw it begin on the golden altar of God.
Which is
in the center of the city of God. Jerusalem of heaven.
Yes, we have been.
Praise Jesus so much. Yet remember our Father himself. Just as we read on these issues. Where the spirit goes.
So
first you can't pray for the dead body. You can't pray for the spirit which goes.
And
some of the falsehoods which first shows you that purgatory is hell which was sugar-coated. Other reason is what we started now.
It
stands between your spirit and your body where they go.
You've
unclothed the body. Where do you go? God shows that.
If you
go back to your home country in heaven, prayer shows our Father is in heaven. If you've not made it back there, where have you gone?
Is there
a purgatory you go to? Oh hell. Purgatory is not existing. For if they had explained to you, you are not that body. But you're going to check out of it and go.
No more
can pray for you for the money you
offer.
For you checked out of gone out of our hands. We no more have a charge over you.
Remain.
The
angel
of God and his angel who decide your course.
According to
what you've been doing under the sun. The good or the bad. That had affected us even reaching in salvation. Even most of us don't know whether we are body or we have a spirit in us. Most of us don't know that we totally check out and we go. And the question is, if you check out of that body and you go, where do you go? There is where you would have asked thousands of questions. And you ask apostle or prophet or pastor, teacher of the word of God. In the midst there, I've checked from my body. Where do I go?
And you go
to heaven. Okay. Where do I pass?
I want my direction
and my course, how I will move. There I would have been born again, moving on to see the light of getting perfected. Why God say, I love all people to get saved. And reaching and knowing all truth. He meant that word.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much.
Amazimagadi.
The truth is like this.
Singa omoyogo.
If your spirit
has
not been able to make it back home in your home country, in heaven, you are in the prison which is hell. You are imprisoned there, yet you are on remand.
Not yet sentenced,
you were convicted already. There with punishments which are into.
This
which they sugarcoated.
And they call it
purgatory. That's why it speaks of the spirits of all those. The rebellious who cannot go to heaven. And they are put in the prison. Do not expect any other place you'll be free there that is called purgatory. That you'll be there free because of the purgatory money you offered.
Or
for building many synagogues which you call the church. All the mosques.
Not
even those of those ones got devastated. That you are in Jannah having 70 virgins.
Now,
God's problem being there looking at funny actions there. That is a very foolish heaven. And they give you 70 virgins, even seven you fail here. We know as Malcolm, we studied him. There is a very mad thing. Because the way things of giving you 70 virgins, you be on the work of being busy. You cannot rest, let me tell you. Even the women are on the problem themselves. For 70 virgins, you need like 4 months,
3 and a half months,
and you give each one one day.
By the time
you come back to the one you left there, but not 3 months you left them.
You can
fight with them, they have locked you in the house, they don't want you to leave out. Things of the gods when they speak. Those gods never, and they spoke, no, they will never live forever.
God knows we will be there as all these are.
I know
to speak things on the standards.
That's
the God we worship. Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. But on this issue,
we
told you if your spirit never makes it into heaven, you spread not your head to the prison which is hell. Catholics sugarcoated it that it's the purgatory. If you have some of your monies that it can recommend you, which is false as we first saw, nothing can take sins from you except the blood of Jesus. No any other sacrifice you give to take away sins. Explain that in the Hebrews 10, verses 6 and 12. We saw all that. Let's read of your spirit. If it fails to make it to heaven, just as the Father has explained, go to the prison which is hell, or that known as the hell.
1 Peter 3:17. Atulete eri Katonda bwe yattibwa omubiri naye n'azuukizibwa omwoyo. 19 Era gwe yagenderamu n'abulira emyoyo egiri mu kkomera. 20 Edda abataagonda okugumiikiriza kwa Katonda bwe kwali nga kulindirira mu nnaku za Noa. Eryato bwe lyali nga likyasibibwa amazzi mwe gaalokolera abantu si bangi. Jemyoyo munana.
Yes, you was
with. Praise Jesus so much.
Kuminende ya Noah.
In the era of Noah.
Ejiri mchitabio echo rubiri vides
mbio mbio mbio. The book of Genesis 6.
Kutoki na da kusule ye kumi.
On to reaching verse chapter 10.
Kuminende ya.
Those generations.
Atona ya onya we mioyo munana ju.
God saved only seven spirits.
Na ye abantu bonna bali bajudde ku nsi.
All people who are filled on this world. All then he put them in the prison. Hell. And he bound the spirits there. Let me tell you one thing, we are not in this place. Where they became to quote it to be as if it's a purgatory. Because the Lord Jesus went there once. Preach to spirits which were there. And they made it continuous.
Maybe
people are there and they repent. Mostly the rich. Those who can offer some money. But Satan is the one who picked those issues. I want us to repeat this verse. When the spirit went in the prison, Christ Jesus our master,
he
went in prison within spirits. He preached to spirits in the prison. They said that thing of preaching to spirits, maybe it's continuous. But it happened once. Just as you hear how it's proven here.
I want to repeat
1 Peter chapter 3. Verses 18.
Peter ekisooke sura yokusatu olunyirwa 18.
1 Peter chapter 3 from verse 18.
Kubanga era ne Kristo yabonyaabonyezebwa olw'ebibyo omulundi gumu.
Yabonyaabonyezebwa olw'ebibyo omulundi ki?
For Christ who was punished because of sins once.
I'm
going to bring it the second time.
That can't go to the
prison of the spirits.
Yeah.
The hell.
Wanga pagatuli bajira gange komerariye mioyo.
Pagatuli was shown at the prison of the spirits.
Na yenga obonerezibwa mukatini.
But you're punished a little.
Singoba wawa endoboro.
If you gave the purgatory money. obanga wakora mbonne byokuzimba
or whether you, when you did acts of building synagogues that they call churches
father said
or to give lente monies on the priest to eat
bunno kati eyo babere no babakusabira ko katonda ja kujeyo kamwe yagenda yo
here pray for you God to come get you out as you went there
here kugambe chaliwo mulundi
chi but I tell you it happened once
Peter ekisoka esule yokusatu olinyirwa 18
First Peter 3:18
Kubanga era ne Kristo yabonyabonyezebwa olw'ebibi omulundi gumu omutuukirivu olw'abatali batuukirivu atuleeta eri Katonda bwe yattibwa omubiri naye n'azuukizibwa omwoyo olwe 19 era gwe yagenderamu n'abuulira emyoyo egiri mu kkomera olw'abiri edda
Yesu yebazibwa nnyo
Praise Jesus
Mukama waffe Yesu
Our Lord Jesus
yagendera mu mwoyo
He went in the spirit
namaze okwambula
omubiri after he had unclothed the body
nagenda mu kifo ekyekkomera lya Katonda
went in the place of the prison of God
kiyitibwa geena
it is called hell
oba magomba agaddala
hoy real hell
ojeko gino bagwe bayite enentaana eno gye baziika sige
magomba inside this graveyard that's not the hell
Yesu yebazibwa
Praise Jesus
nagenda ngo waliyo emyoyo egiri mu kkomera egyakamaze emyaka n'emyaka
and there were spirits in prison which spent years there
nga bali kubonyoobonyo katonda yali yabagumiikiriza bugumiikiriza
they were in the torments God had just spared them
tebalina kye baawaayo
there is nothing they offered and gave
tebaawaayo sente za pagatole
n'endogolo
tebalina bye baakola byali awo nti byali bibajjisa mu kkeera
which made them be brought out of hell
obedi itibwe komera
or which called the prison
nga chabawo mulundi
oku but it happened once
ekiri damukubawo
it will never happen again
Yesu yebazibwe
Praise Jesus so much
kati bano bakisiga akaziko ne bagamba
wekiri sugar coated it they said it is moving on
era chaukana negena kila kifo kiliyawo
different from hell this is another place as they say
gakomera ngaba kushibira yobonerera
prison they imprison you there to reduce your sins
eranga eno byoba wakola ngonga bikweyimira
in that the acts you did on the earth they are recommending you
there said zoba wasasulo
wetu fake the money you paid for that place
so ubona bwe bwali obulimba
all that was false words
iranga bwulimba bugena basu madini yavo
false food moving on in those religions
atonda byatumba mukume matuza mwaka gwa 2015
God sent Apostle Martin Luther in 1517
era yomu kubaso kuwaganya pagatory
the first person who protested against the purgatory
ewangu badde simanyate ngeri ba protestant mwe
even though I don't know how you protestants
je mwaji ate mwegatte mudde yo mudini
how you came back to join get back in those religions
nebutandika okwefaananyiriziganya n'okukola ebikolwa
ebyafaanana began to do acts which are common
ebimwabitandika mwaka gwa 1800
you began that in 1800
yetu bayita atokudde eri obulokozi
bwa we help you to get back the salvation of truth
Yesu yebazibwe
Praise Jesus so much
Mukama waffe Yesu
our Lord Jesus
yagendera mu mwoyo
he went in the spirit
okubulira emyoyo egyali mu kkomera
preach to spirits in the prison
okuva nno ku mwoyo ejaba aberi
right from the spirits of Kain
abe kayini
Kain
abe mirembe jiri ejaso
those of the first generations
bakayini abo abaso
okukomera who first committed sins
ibituwaza mukeye
which caused you to be taken to hell
nayo kusingano batukotingira nyabe mirembe ja Noah
mostly they quoted as those of the era of Noah
babe bali abayitire
kwenye the ones who were so many
atusomaulire
let's read and we hear
Petere kisoka isule yokusatu olinyolwa 2
First Peter chapter 3 verse 20
Edda abatagondereko abatagonda okugumikiriza kwa Katonda bwe kwalinga kulindirira munakuza Noa Eliato bwe lyalinga lichasibibwa amazi mwegalokolera abantu sibanji jemyo yomunana
Yesu yebazibwe
Praise Jesus so much
Umurembe kwa Noa
the era of Noah
Instead of not to mujiraba
ngabo you need to see this entire world as it is
sigamba kumshie Uganda
I don't say of the land of Uganda we speak of the entire world
yaliyetudaba
it was filled with people
ngabo nolinyi
yet they were sinners
nga emiyo munana jokabe bali kufuba kulokozi
eight souls were the ones praying in the salvation
wabula ensinwa ngabo badde yaliyetudde etya
not the world was filled to capacity God clothed them of their bodies, put their spirits in hell. Bible
says
in Genesis 6 says that
it
was the first time the earth to be filled of people. Let's read there and we hear. Genesis chapter 6 from verse 1. Genesis chapter 6 from verse 1.
Awo abantu we basoka okweyongera ku nsi ne bazaala abaana ab'obuwala. Olinnya olwokubiri.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Abantu we basoka okweyongera.
Began to increase.
Lwe lwali lusoose.
It was the first.
Era tetuli
ddala. And it would never happen like that again.
Those
people never looked anything else. They were thinking of eating and drinking. And Bible speaks of them that day
of
the coming of Jesus. Till it will be like the era of Noah.
It's
when we shall be filled of the world, just as it has ever been.
Like
in the eras of Noah,
they
were eating, drinking, buying,
and selling. That's
what they're in business.
Even
in the church, they're into business. And they're full. The world is
full.
Built everywhere. And they're building everywhere. The era of Noah are close.
Others
are built on the top of the others. They buy on the top in the sky.
Buy,
build, and store it to sell to another like that. Reach a time they had no way to climb up. They began to process their waste, taking back to be food. The urine, the susu. All the human waste, they were recycling them to use them again. Things to use were very few for them. Just as in America,
the
water they bath, they recycle it, use it again.
Open
the tap, is what has come back. No, those are like that.
I
wanted to first show you the first time the world got filled of the people.
But
only 8 souls are what God saved.
All the
rest he put them in a prison which is hell.
Now
they shouldn't deceive you. If you fail, your spirit reach in heaven.
And you think
there's another place you go to have a relief and rest there. Purgatory is not there. That is the hell they sugarcoated. But what I end with is one thing. When they were building that falsehood, they built upon it that Jesus went there to preach to spirits which were there. But they have marked it here. He went there once. It will never happen again.
When
Hebrews explains on that issue, it says,
but when
I will finish them, time is up. Hebrews says, this week we shall begin on it.
Get
enlightened and then you fall out.
You will
not bring back Christ on the cross.
But
they go pick you in hell again.
Things him
come back to beaten again.
He
dies for the second time. That again will go.
Preach
to spirits in the prison.
Something
very hard, which will never happen.
My husband said
he will appear the second time.
He will
come back
for his name.
Without
and
there's no case to them. If you fall there, it's finished.
But
we shall look at how they handled it.
And they say purgatory is next to heaven. And that many rich claim they did many things of the world. And that God forgave them. And they based in the Luke 16, verses 19-25, the rich man and
brotherless.
And purgatory is next to heaven. That it's not the hell. What the rich man cried, he was in the real hell. And the fire and the thirst were moving on to affect
him.
Told him, no one is going to come back and come for you from there. Not accepted, leave that place to come here. No one is, you're not accepted, go to the world.
Purgatory
is a fake place. Except hell, which was sugar coated. Satan passed through his spirit of the Roman Empire, the fourth beast. When he fought the right Christ and his church, salvation and gospel of the kingdom of God, and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. And the beast, the Roman Empire, and it made its image called Roman Catholic Church. Ever since it came, many religions arose and they lied under it. And they have never faced
it.
Though you see it as a religion now, what joins them is never to know heaven and hell.
Especially
which they don't know that this is the heaven they go to, or this is hell. And when you go to those places,
still
them two have ended being in the same religion. That's why they've come registered in a religious council.
And
they've got the garments of the priests. Now, don't be surprised. Because still we head on to see the salvation. Arose in America in 1800s. And fell in the 1906. That's the beast of the two horns, which are like of the Lamb of God. It's like salvation, but it's false. And it's not real. God bless you. Thank you for coming.